Greg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
And this Fiber One is killing me. I got to get out of here, man.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
killing
brutal.
Us, too.
Yeah, I'm glad. It's just destroying the room. It's not so bad. I got a thing I read. Before we get to the hot releases, into the email. So, dear John and Brady. Brady, great story on Friday night. John, will you mentor me? I've been looking for a reason to get out of sales and getting into radio because I have the perfect face for it. I love your overall outlook on life. You're one of the most successful people I've ever met in radio or otherwise. And I think
you
as Chancellor, could train me to be the next greatest radio personality since the great John Holmberg. Think about it, because someday you have to retire. Brady keels over, whatever. Eric's organs finally fail or whatever. Pierce's Africa elbow consumes his body. Who are you training to continue the legacy? I say me, that's who. Vader.
Vader?
Oh, that's
Vader. Hey, look, Vader's a funny guy. I don't want him around every day. Vader's a nice guy. Again, just I don't know how to look. It's kind of like a Magic Johnson couldn't coach.
Might not be a good coach.
He just had too much natural ability to try to pass it on. I don't think I can help you, Vader. I'm trying to come up with ways. By the way, Vader, I can't help you. I've got the HIV. I'm going to use that for everything. I'm sorry, I can't help right now. And now,
so
you know
sorry.
What else? Here's another thing. During the season of chairism, as Marcus Meng has come in, very excited about our HIV. We're very HIV positive today.
You're solving all the world's problems with
we
HIV.
Are. Here's
I don't know
the
what's
thing.
Going on
I just
here.
Thought of this. In the day and age of chairism, if you want people to leave you alone, would you like to donate $5 to the starving kids? I'm HIV positive. She's not going to say another thing.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. It stops it, and you want it to stop. You want the whole thing to
conversation
stop.
Conversation napalm.
It's the nuclear bomb of don't ask me that again. Let's not have any more conversation. You know, it's like ding, 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 ding. Spare change. Couldn't. I've got HIV.
She's oh, gonna,
the bell
even
will just
better.
Look around.
You say, I've just been told I have HIV.
Yeah, that's even better.
Carry an envelope with
just
you.
On the phone. Hold on a second. This lady with a pot is yelling at me. What's that? Do you know, it's Salvation Army? Guy on the phone just told me I've got HIV. I don't know. Some bitch wanted a quarter.
That's solid.
Then you're out of it. You're out of it, and you've made them feel terrible for the bell ringing and bothering you in front of the target, which they should. It's got to be better ways than guilt. Guilt is not the way to get charity, although that's the way we lean.
I judge my Salvation Army donations by the person ringing the bell.
Oh, yeah. No,
if it's a kindly
visual.
Old lady, all right, I'll throw some money in there. But you got some
somebody give
dirty,
me a stink eye?
Yeah, some dirty, disgusting
don't
dude.
Don't you judge me.
There's another thing we can do for this, because those kindly old ladies need to know that we're doing it because of them, not because of the charity. Because there's some grubby pig I'm going to walk right by.
It looks like he's going to steal the whatever. In,
right,
in
but
there.
I want the kindly old lady to know, hey, this is because of you. So I go over and I'm going to start stuffing it in her panties.
I may check
that will happen.
By the way, if they don't cure this, I'm probably going to have AIDS in the next decade.
What?
I'm HIV positive. Here, let me put this in your panties. And then you just hear that ding, ding, ding as you walk away, laughing internally. So you can get to the car and just really bellow. Brady, you don't like any of this. I want you to do it more than anybody.
Sorry, I'm HIV positive.
Hey, brother, can you spare a buck?
Got the AIDS.
What?
Bye.
Did he say he had AIDS?
He'd confuse a homeless guy.
Why did he say that, leeches? Magic unicorn, what do you think?
Goes over to his buddy Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy.
Did you ask that guy for money? He said he got the AIDS. That's what he told me.
He must have it.
Let's get out of here. Let's consult the mushrooms in the park.
You're at the highway exit, and the guy's standing there with a sign. You got your own sign. I have AIDS.
Can't help. HIV positive.
So sorry.
I'm getting it. This solves all the world. Who would have ever known that we needed to be positive about HIV positive? We need to use it. Anyway, it's time for the hot releases. This is all good. All good. No bad. Eric's got all the good stuff. This should be a good week for things. Music, movies, DVDs, all the downloads. They're coming out right now, and Eric's got them for you. What's out this week, Eric? Please, God, release me.
All right, we'll start off with video games. Really only one big game, Borderlands 2 Virtual Reality. You've probably seen the commercials.
The commercial's incredible.
That's for the PS4.
Have you played that before?
I haven't, but it looks cool.
It looks amazing. Like, that was one I'm like, ooh, Red Dead might take a back seat for just a day to see if this is any good.
Lots of shooting, lots of looting, stuff we enjoy in Red Dead.
It's just real pretty.
Yeah, so if you like the virtual reality thing, then this might be for you.
This thing looks incredible. The commercial on TV, it sold me. But I don't know how much of it is gameplay or the, you know, the little promos.
Yeah, we can take a look here. A gander.
Bad. Is it Borderlands?
Borderlands 2, yeah. It's been out for a while, but the VRs.
They got the new stuff.
Would you play, like, Red Dead Redemption VR?
Oh, my God. They have VR Red Dead?
No.
Oh, yes.
I would imagine they'll come out with
it. You want to hear another story, huh? One where the very fate of Pandora hangs in the balance.
This looks unreal.
Miss me, sugar?
Whoa.
Who's ready for a mother humping tea party?
Chris!
Yeah, I want to play this game really badly. By the way, speaking of mother humping, got to hand it out to the Phoenix Theater or the Phoenix Little Theater or whatever they're doing. They've got a puppet.
Yeah, those guys.
I don't know what their name is. They're ridiculous for the most part, but they've got a thing I saw, which is great. I'll show you or find it here. But they're doing a some sort of puppet show, and they're doing Die Hard.
Shut up.
Nice. Hey, it's a Christmas movie.
And I got to find that.
Makes sense.
I feel like I took a picture. I don't want to ruin it. But they've got the catchphrase for it, which is yippee-i-yo.
Kaye.
Puppet.
Yeah.
Something. But they did
puppet
it.
Puppet so effers.
Weird. Not puppet effers. That can't be on the poster with puppets. It scares the kids. But they're doing Die Hard as puppets. Evidently, they have a puppet division, which I didn't know.
Friday, our last day on the air, apparently.
Die Hard, A Christmas Story.
Yeah, Yippee-Ki-Yay Puppet Lovers. And I just thought that was awesome when I drove by that poster. I'm like, that's sweet. And plus, it makes me wonder, Die Hard Puppets.
It's back. Apparently, they did it last year.
They're going to next Friday night?
Yep, 21st.
Yippee-Ki-Yay Puppet Lovers. I mean, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, that might be a go-to event.
Yeah, because I don't think it's the local actors that I want nothing to do with. Local puppeteers might actually be worth your time because they got to come from somewhere.
And Hans Gruber, the puppet?
Yeah. Shoot the glass.
All puppet players are offering an alternative that includes a puppet Bruce Willis, a battle for Nakatomi Plaza, and tons of pop culture references.
Do they have explosions?
Puppet explosions, which would just be
a lot of stuffing.
Foam and stuffing, yeah.
That's awesome.
I saw that.
How much are tickets to leave?
Yeah, what does that run a guy? Free. Should be free. Donations.
But now you've told everyone.
Should be donations.
Yeah, it's going to sell out now.
Yeah, I gave him actual
way
push.
To go, John.
Hey, congratulations, Phoenix Theater.
Now we can't get in.
$31 to $80.
Whoa!
$80 for VIP.
For puppets?
VIP includes priority seating within the front three rows and a happy hour pricing at the bar.
There's a bar.
$80 and you got to pay for
thick,
drinks?
A little thick, but that means they're proud of it. Now I want to see it even more.
Yeah, they have a big budget,
there
apparently.
You go.
Yeah.
First three rows.
Man, that ain't so bad. I've been in that theater before, too. It's like, fourth row is not that
difficult. I can't fathom paying that much for a puppet show.
I can if it's a great puppet show. Like that Rent one that they did, the puppet Avenue.
Yeah, but my expectations are going to be really high now.
Die Hard, A Christmas Story. Yippee-Ki-Yay, Puppet Lovers. It's pretty great.
Let's when they roll out with Philadelphia in February.
When they die from the AIDS. You're back on the HIV. Yeah, you're really attached to this. Doesn't have to be everywhere. He dies from it. Although, a puppet death scene.
Let's go as a show.
Come on
we'll
without
all go.
Me.
I'm in.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that's great. I didn't realize they had a puppet division, though. That was the thing that most struck me. They've got a group of people here locally who have been trying to put on puppet shows for a while. I don't know how much money they're making.
Can we sit in a balcony and make fun of everything?
No.
Like
no
it's, balcony. It's literally just like 20 rows.
Yeah, no balcony. Not even 20. 10 rows.
Years ago, I watched their actors do Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs in the same day on stage and realized about 25 minutes into it, this is going to be the longest 3.5 hours of my life. They had condensed it down, and this is going to be bad. Because none of them
even
could really.
Even condensed, it was 3 hours?
My friend Colin was trying to nail a girl in the play.
And?
This is probably 20, 22 years ago. I don't know that he ever did. They hung out a lot, but I don't know that they ever did. I think he banged her friend, though. Anyway.
It was that bad, huh?
Nobody could act.
Did she buy a condo with him?
Really bad. No, different girl.
No.
He'd have been better off with one of the bad actors. At least he'd have gotten the HIV for real from the theater.
Right.
That's how you get it. You join a theater.
All right. Let's get back here to the releases on Netflix. Streaming on Netflix, we got Michael Jackson's This Is It. It's been on like HBO and stuff for a while, but now it's on Netflix. So it's pretty cool.
Pretty great.
His last performance. He was getting ready for his last tour.
That's everywhere.
That Elvis commercial.
That's okay. Right. Wanted season 3. That's based on the Angelina Jolie movie from the past.
Curve the Bullet.
Yeah, I believe so.
Here's Michael. Well, this was the one where they signed up Michael in his worst possible physical state to do 40 nights in
50.
England, right? Oh, is it 50? I don't know.
He
couldn't do one, and they had him on a 50. If you watch little bits of it, I haven't seen it all the way, but if you watch little bits of it, you can tell Michael is not home.
Really? That hot blonde guitarist he's got.
Oh, he's got a couple of people in the entourage that are smoking hot, and the band was great, but Michael wasn't good.
Actually, Wanted, I guess it isn't based on it. I thought it was, but it's not. It's just a cop show, basically. Fuller House, season 4. God, season 4. They keep going with that thing?
Yeah, people are evidently watching.
Major money.
Is Bob Saget's not involved at all, right?
Don't believe so.
Man, all right. Inside the World's Toughest Prison, season 3. If you like to see crazy people in prison go at it, and there you go.
I thought Saget might have been a producer on it.
That'd be the smart way to go.
Maybe.
I think he is.
He's got some dough in it. What's this one?
Inside the World's Toughest Prisons.
Documentary or?
Yeah, pretty much.
He likes prison shows.
That's quite a cell there.
Yeah, it is. Narrow.
Jeez.
11 feet by 3.
I guess you think about it all over the world. I mean, they can get some into some crazy prisons.
They show those ones locked up abroad. Some of them don't even care. It's like, there's going to be 700 of you in this room, and if you kill each other, okay.
And what I'm feeling is vulnerable because these guys are barbaric. They don't just hurt you. They cut your heart out.
All right, they cut your heart out.
Who, the cops? Guarding the prison?
I think all of them. I think the cops are probably the worst ones because nobody cares about the prisoners. So.
Yep. Wow. All right.
Just don't go to prison, that's all.
That's a good thought.
Or don't go to that country. That's a big deterrent for me. Is like
locked up abroad.
Yeah, what are their prisons like? Well, can I accidentally slip up? Yeah, if you take a sip of alcohol, you can be in jail for 20 years. I'll go to San Diego.
Yeah, you're in a work camp for 10
years. I'm not doing that.
Do some research.
Yeah, always look into how they imprison their own. That's never good. Like Australia's fun. Their prisons are tough, but not crazy. France is one that gets. Like, people don't know. French prisons are some of the...
Chateau d'If.
Chateau d'If is old, but the new prisons, they intentionally, like, give you lice and, like, all sorts of stuff.
Really?
Like, oh, it's terrible. French prisons are some of the worst in the country, or in the world.
Yeah, they are.
Oops.
Uh-huh.
In the world. You should finish
country
that
country and world. You can't stop that sentence. You do big doings.
Man. It might be a bad prison there, too.
Yeah, it's a terrible prison in that one. What are you going to do?
All right, next up, Roma is a Netflix film. It's also in the theaters. I don't know what's going on with Netflix, but now they're releasing
capitalizing
movies in the theaters.
Netflix subscriptions.
Like what Di said, Jeff said it Friday. He said NBC and Hulu and Netflix are all now on the same thing, and they're all producing together and then just picking and choosing where it fits best. Hulu and NBC are the same.
It's crazy.
But now these things, like the new Ben Affleck movie's out on Netflix
first.
Yeah,
look good.
It looked great.
It had a bunch of big names
huge
in it.
Stars in it, like Charlie Hunnam's in it. And, forget the other guy, but... There's a bunch of people.
Children of Men.
Roma's basically about
Tony
the 70s. No, it's not about that.
Roma Downey.
Mexico's political turmoil of the 70s. Kind of life around that.
Yeah, when
different
does Mexico,
than the 80s, 90s,
I was
going to
say, when does
60s?
Mexico not have political turmoil?
Well, you know, we,
dump.
We can go back to the 70s, talk about that particular time.
What a dump.
Doesn't look like it's for me.
No. It doesn't look like there's words. It's like I'm... It's kind of artsy.
Yeah, critically acclaimed, though.
Of course.
It's probably great. It's tough to sit through.
What was that one movie, Children of God or something like that? Remember back
Children
in...
of a Lesser God?
No. Not that. That's a real movie.
Yeah, that's what, I mean. I know. That's what he's talking
Children
about.
Children of God was one. He's talking about the foreign one, though.
Oh. Yeah, the foreign film.
There's one down in Brazil with the
Yeah, the Brazilian one. Remember
great
that?
Movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. And it looked artsy, but man, that was good. Children of a Lesser God is, God damn it, who's in that? Toledo, why'd you do that?
That one guy. You
the know. Dude with the girl and then the other people and they had kids, but no God. He wasn't a very good God. Yeah, Children of God is a great movie. Yeah, these kids are in gangs and stuff in Brazil.
Yeah, I don't watch many movies with subtitles, but yeah. That one got me. That was really good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
On HBO Now, Ready Player One is out on HBO Now, so you can check that out. It's also just on regular HBO.
That didn't look like the right movie.
Just let me know what the doctor says.
No, that ain't it.
That ain't it.
I don't. Might have
been
that may not be.
I know what you're talking
the
about.
The name though. Of it. You yeah. know what I'm. Yeah, yep. The Brazilian gang yep. movie.
Great movie.
DVDs out on DVD. Smallfoot. If you haven't checked that out,
it's Children of a Lesser God. Marlee Matlin. God damn it, Richard.
Yep.
There it is. That's one with her and William Hurt.
Yeah,
they do that big scene where she's leaning her body up against the speakers to hear music.
For a little nudity.
It just doesn't work. I love her.
I love you. That's basically the whole movie in a nutshell. Scenes credit.
The Equalizer 2, which I went and saw in the theaters. Pretty cool.
I like The Equalizer a lot.
He's a badass. He's Denzel. All of a sudden, he's Steven Seagal.
He can do it.
Yeah.
And it looked right. Equalizer looked great. I didn't see the second one.
Peppermint. That was that movie with Jennifer Garner where she seeks revenge.
Next.
Not a Jennifer Garner fan.
No.
Music out. Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen on Broadway. He's actually doing the tour right now. But it's being released on Netflix.
Oklahoma.
Streaming, audio.
Where the wind comes.
The wind comes rushing down the plains. You got trouble. Now I'm going to do something from Porgy and Bess.
He shares personal stories from his life, acoustic versions of some of his best-known songs, and an intimate one-man show.
Tote that barge, lift that bail.
As my 76
magic trick. And like all good magic
Well, I'm
tricks,
the music man then, ain't I? Gary Indiana, Indiana, Gary Indiana.
When I was a young man and looking for a voice to tell my stories, well, I chose my father's voice. My father was my hero.
Why?
And my greatest foe.
I was open to pain and crossed by the rain. And I walked on a crooked
path. He's a little over the top on the top.
Is he turning into Bob Dylan?
He's
now?
Turning into Garth Brooks and Bob Dylan combined, where it's just overly dramatic and kind of whiny.
It made me understand for the first time how good it feels. Feel pride in somebody that you love.
All right.
There may be nothing
One night,
as real.
Hanging out at Stone Pony, and his beautiful redhead shows up.
I start cheating on my wife with her.
That's right. That part.
Don't bring that part up on Broadway.
Tough, but fragile. Ladies and gentlemen, Patty's gal.
Patty and I started having sex on my car because my wife would know.
Name the things that'll give your life its meaning, its purpose, its fullness, its very reality.
Boy, two of the marriages people love to talk about in music are based on cheating.
Was
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
Was Garth? Oh, that was a cheat. Yeah.
Celebrate and honor its beauty.
Hey, you know what? Like we say, sometimes it's beautiful to side bang.
Just tell them you got AIDS.
It's romance, man. Well, when women do it in movies, it's the most beautiful thing ever because it's always with the
Looking
wrong guy.
Prince Charming.
Yeah. Always searching for the other dude. I mean, The Notebook is thoroughly based on I was with the wrong guy the whole time. A guy did that, it would be considered terrible. Sleepless in Seattle, I'm going to marry the wrong guy. All of it.
Go cheating. To him. Go
cheating.
To him.
Yeah, cheating. Yeah, they say that. Go to the man you love on the side. That's woman romance, but when a guy does it,
I would say go to him, but can I get one last bang in?
Yeah, I got
to
nail you. Yeah, when Bill, that dinner, just paid for that big dinner.
Yeah, she's paying.
We're Dutch at the very least. Otherwise, I'm just leaving, flip the table and go.
Go to him.
Go to him. You love him more than me. Because that's what women think.
It's not cheating if he's the one.
Weren't they going to get married, too, and they were, like, going through the process?
Oh, yeah. No, that was like an engagement dinner that she broke it off to go across the street, stand on the roof of a guy she's heard on the radio once.
Volbeat has an album out. Let's Boogie, live from Talia Parken, which is in Denmark.
Uh-huh.
I've discovered. Not from Marcus. Marcus didn't.
He didn't know.
Talia Parken?
Where the local park was. Sounds like it was poor recording from someone's
phone.
Yeah,
that's not...
Oh, that's just crowd noise.
It's what they put on iTunes.
Yep. Well, that's, you know, that's what happens at concerts.
Jump ahead.
Never been a big live album guy.
I like it when it's acoustic. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Less share like.
When did he turn into Bobcat Goldthwait?
How about the Everlasting?
I haven't seen it.
Here's one more.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
A Method Man, Brady. One of your
man.
Picks to click.
Your Method Man.
One of your favorite Wu-Tang Clan members, right, Brady?
Oh, yeah.
Meth Lab 2, The Lithium is his album. Got Snoop Dogg on some songs.
Oofta. Yeah.
You're not going to get nothing.
All right. Here's a... Take me home, then I'm bugging.
Hey, I'm drunk, walking out of the club. Stop to show love. The people want to flick it for some Instagram pictures. I'm drunk, so my eyes all red in the pictures.
Would you stop while we're ahead? Nice job, guys. Way to give us a little radio edit without breaking the bank on the F word.
Appreciate it. The Decemberists are out in the perfect time. December. Traveling on.
Only month they can release a record.
They're an indie rock band from Portland.
Of course they are.
Aren't they all? They're saying from Portland is. We're going to hear about these guys during the baseball season. Glenn Casper's going to lose his mind. Traveling on.
The Decemberists are playing over at Chicago Theater again. Means I got to leave in the seventh inning.
Enough.
Next up, we got a metal band, old school metal band from England, Venom.
John G.
Gordon just went devil hands on him.
Right.
Came out of nowhere, like it was contractually obligated to do that.
They formed in 1978. That's how long they've been.
Wow.
Storm the Gates.
This is Bring Out Your Dead. Living hell every day.
As the rats and the fleas keep on breathing. Look like death. Fleas? Did he say fleas? On the sick and the dead, they keep feeding as the world is displayed. I love Metal Brady. It works.
It's fine.
Ring out your dead. Children singing their rhymes.
That's actually pretty cool. I like it. Except you're ruining it with all of the Brady.
What?
This is the song we need for extracting that scorpion venom.
It's not bad. It's a bad recording.
They have great names. Kronos, La Rage, and Dante are the members of the band.
John's like,
that's right, buddy. That's right.
You got them all.
And like that, all three of Venom. You're saying that wrong. It's Venom.
They're on their third Kronos.
Oh, yeah.
You go through them.
Crashing it.
Kronos 3.
All right. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Here we go.
What else do you want?
Right, there you go.
I was reading about Venom. I didn't know that they're Satanists.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
That's cool.
That's why it's good. Isn't that right, Brady?
Yeah.
I know. All right, it's 10:03. Let's get it ready. There's your hot releases. They're all over. Something for everybody in there. We can get that together. We got the entertainment drill coming up next.
Hail Satan!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.